Brad Davidson from Sky Racing, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are we, guys?
Yes, very well, thank you, mate. And what a day we saw when we got to the track and the sunshine came out and the races were on and some great racing. And the Doncaster, classic race in Australian racing, and Celestial Legend. What a performance from Tyler Schiller, getting down to that weight, 49 kilos, and producing the ride that he did. And Les Bridge, the training performance at age 85. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it's quite the story, wasn't it, guys? And you're right, you got to take your hat off to Tyler Schiller. I mean, you know, wasting to get down to 49 kilos and then still having a mindset sharp enough to make those decisions and, you know, take those very narrow gaps. You got to be brave. And, you know, I think he even said post-race, it's not a gap I would normally take in a race. But, you know, he saw it, he went for it, and fortune favours the brave, they say, and he was able to get through that gap, and when he did, Celestial Legend just absolutely exploded late there with the lightweight, and you can see the emotion of Les Bridge and the owners there down on the fence as Celestial Legend crossed the line. But yeah, he's a very, very good horse, there's no doubt about that. And you know, they're already talking about Cox Plates next year, and why not? The way he's finishing his races off over a mile, 2,000 metres looks ideal. And yeah, terrific ride and terrific training performance, and just a great story all round.
And terrific effort by the ground staff too, Davo. I mean, to get that track up and running on that day was a remarkable feat, I thought.
I agree, Loz. Yeah, all congratulations go to the track staff, Michael Wood and his team there. You know, there are a lot of people on Saturday morning criticising them, saying, why on earth are we racing? Surely, you know, we should be postponing all week. This is ridiculous after the 230 mil of rain. And obviously they had that little issue with the overflow at the 1,000 metre mark, but they obviously worked really hard on that in the morning to get that into perfect order. And the phenomenal thing was, you know, we got there and thought, okay, it's going to be really heavy, but sounds like it's going to be safe. And then they run race one, and it's like, okay, this is hardly even a heavy track. It was remarkable. The track just seemed to handle it so well. And, yeah, it was the Randwick of old. I think it's fair to say in recent months it hadn't been draining as well as probably, you know, a couple of years ago. And then on Saturday it just shone through with real colours, didn't it? Phenomenal effort by everyone involved. And, you know, for the track to have, I think, two upgrades on the day and probably even play more like a soft seven throughout was quite phenomenal. And yeah, well done to all involved. Great job, but also the right decision early in the morning in what was a pretty precious situation there. There's a lot at stake, and if they get that wrong, you know, there's a lot of criticism and backlash with that. So well done to all involved.
Did you think the Winx filly would go for 10 million?
No, I don't think so. I didn't think any horse would go for 10 million. Jared, but that was the case yesterday. Winx's part owner, Debbie Kapitas, buying the horse. And, yeah, I mean, a story that's captured the imagination of everyone. It's on the 7 News last night and on all the news channels, and everyone's talking about it. So quite phenomenal. And, you know, great story that horse will remain in Australia to race as well. Obviously, there was overseas interest there, and the horse would have ended up overseas. So if that potential bidder was successful. So, you know, great news that she remains here. But, yeah, $10 million, good luck to them. I hope they make their money back, but obviously a bit of sentimental money there as well with the journey of Winx and whatnot. So that'll continue on with her progeny, and can't wait to see how it plays out in a few years' time.
Well, the championship continues on as well, Dave. We've got day two on Saturday. What is the race you're most looking forward to, or the horse you're most looking forward to seeing running?
Probably, yeah, Orchestral, Loz. You know, she's this new superstar filly from New Zealand, and obviously with Zardozzi being scratched from the derby on the weekend, it sets up a real tantalising rematch there on Saturday. And yeah, just to see that again, I know James Cummings is very bullish about how Zardozzi's going, but gee, she's got something special about her, this New Zealand filly. And I'll be surprised if she doesn't start a firm favourite there on Saturday. And I think the biggest issue for her is probably not her class. I think she's better than them. It's just being able to produce another peak performance after a long and hectic schedule. So, yep, that's probably the one I'm looking forward to most. But another cracking day ahead. Obviously, we've got the Queen Elizabeth, which is always a standout in a stack of feature races right across the card, along with the Oaks and Sydney Cup. And yeah, it's going to be an outstanding day two this weekend.
I guess all the horses we were following have come to their grand finals. So I guess what are we forgiving?
Yeah, that's it. I didn't really put too many to follow, just simply for that fact. We're sort of at the grand finals now, so they'll have to wait a week or two, the horses to follow section. But look, there's a few there to forgive from the weekend. Bandy's Boy looked below his best in the country championships final, and he unfortunately pulled up lame, as did a Girl's Best Friend in the country championships final. And Traffic Warden unfortunately bled there, so he's got the ban. So yeah, he would have been a great chance in the champagne in a few weeks' time, but yeah, he's unfortunately had that little bleed, so we'll see him back next preparation. But yeah, a few excuses there on the weekend.
Yeah, just to comment on the New Haven Park Country Championships final as well. What a great performance by Asgarda, this mare, which certainly appreciated the heavier going, and really nice ride by Kayla Nisbet, teaming up with Wagga trainer Doug Gorrell.
Yeah, you can see how much it meant to them all there on Saturday, Jared, and Doug in particular. You know, he knew he had a horse going really well, but thought, no, we're probably going to struggle to beat a horse like Bandy's Boy coming off a group win. But that's the thing about racing is, you know, sometimes horses don't turn up for their best for whatever reason, and other horses are there to capitalise. And, you know, she was a terrific winner. She ran a good time, and as a mare that's been progressing beautifully this preparation, and went under Kayla Nisbet as well, as you said, great ride and a great moment for her on the big stage there yesterday. Very accomplished rider and on Saturday, and yeah, did a terrific job.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Chat tomorrow. Look forward to it.